弟兄姐妹朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们的诗班唱歌唱得真好听。
The singing, our choir sings very well.
非常享受。
It's very enjoyable to hear them.
希望借着他们的诗歌他们的歌声也让我们带领我们进入到神面前的一个敬拜。
So I hope that their singing will lead us into the worship of our Lord.
不是只是享受动听悦耳的声音，乃是也听到他们诗歌歌词里面所讲到神的荣耀和他的特性和他的眷顾。
So that we not only hear this beautiful singing, but we also hear what the words are telling us, which is the characteristics and the love of God.
去年呢 ，Alex 长老和我我们跟着弟兄姐妹们一同在主日的时候用了一年的时间把提摩太前书讲完了。
So last year, Pastor Alex and I, we were preaching on the book of Ephesians. First Timothy, and we finished the book.
结果呢，到了2017年。
And now it's 2017.
一月过了以后呢，弟兄姐妹们就开始问了。
So brothers and sisters have been asking us after January.
你们下一本书要讲哪一本书啊？
They were curious as to what book we will be preaching on next.
还是你们不准备讲书了呢？
Or are you not going to preach from any specific book?
弟兄姐妹们已经习惯了我们带着弟兄姐妹们一同来读神的话。
So brothers and sisters have been accustomed to being led by our preaching on these books.
我觉得这样很好。
So I think that's a good thing.
当然我们在讲神的话的时候，并不是说一定要用一本书一章一节的这样子读才算是讲神的话。
So, of course, one can study God's word without focusing on specific books, specific chapters, one chapter after another.
但是呢，我们有机会有系统的、一系列的把神的话一卷书能够从头到尾清清楚楚的一起讲的时候，事实上我们的收获非常的多。
But we will actually gain a lot if we focus on the study of God's word systematically, one chapter after another, and one book after another.
所以呢，我们今天我们就一起来开始读哥罗西书。
So today we will begin the study of the book Colossians.
那我们大概会用个大半年的时间把哥罗西书讲完。
So we will use probably almost a year to study this book. Half a year.
好，我们一起翻到哥罗西书好吗
？So let us open the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书是新约圣经里面。
And this is a book in the New Testament.
哥罗西书是一本不长的一本书。
This is a book that is actually quite short.
只有四章。
There are only four chapters in it.
但是呢，四章当然用篇幅来讲的话不是很多，但是它相同的带来它的挑战性。
So even though the book is not very long, but it's still a very challenging book.
因为虽然它只有四章，但是它的内容非常非常的丰富。
Because even though it has only four chapters, but its content is very rich.
所以它保罗用非常精简的言语把许许多多我们做神的儿女需要学习的事情交代得非常的清楚。
So Paul laid out in a very concise way what the children of God need to know.
所以今天呢我们花一点时间我们来介绍哥罗西书然后我们来认识在哥罗西的这个教会。
So today we'll spend some timeIn an introduction to the book of Colossians, and also so we can get to know this church.
但是当我们介绍了哥罗西书，我们认识了在哥罗西的教会，我们最后我们要了解这个跟我们今天在教会里面的生活有什么关系。
So after we are acquainted with this book and also the church of Colossae, we also need to know what does this book have to do with us.
我们从低头祷告。
So let us pray.
天父，今天我们来到你的面前，众弟兄姐妹一同来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to offer our worship.
我们借着诗歌，我们借着祷告，我们借着你的话语，我们来亲近你。
Through the hymns, through our prayers, and also through your word, we worship you.
我们属于你的儿女，主，我们是来朝见你。
Lord, as your children, we come here, gathered here to worship you.
让我们的心思意念能够摆在主耶稣基督的身上。
So direct our heart and our thoughts to focus on Jesus.
也愿你的圣灵将你的心意向我们讲明。
And that your Holy Spirit will make clear to us your heart.
主，你的话是带着生命，是带着能力的。
Lord, your word is full of life.
愿我们在你的面前是蒙福的。
And may you bless us.
感谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give you thanks and in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 哥罗西书这本书事实上是一封信。
This book of Colossians is actually a letter.
这一封信呢，是使徒保罗写给在哥罗西这个城市里面的基督徒所写的一封信。
And this is a letter from the Apostle Paul to the Christians in the city of Colossae.
使徒保罗他所写这封信的时候，他本人是被收在罗马的监狱里面的。
When Paul was writing this, he was writing this letter from a prison in the city of Rome.
哥罗西书第四章里面，我们看见保罗他说他自己是为福音的缘故被锁链所捆绑的。
So in chapter 4 of Colossians, we see that Paul said himself that he was bound in chains for the goal of the gospel.
他也讲到他自己是被下在监狱里面的。
He also mentioned that he was in prison.
保罗他没有到过哥罗西。
So Paul himself had never been to this city.
保罗是一个向外邦人传福音的使徒。
Paul's ministry is focused on spreading the gospel to Gentiles.
他多次的去宣教，在多处的城市里面建立并且牧养教会。
He went on long-term missions several times, and he established churches. He also shepherded these churches.
但是除了他自己建立和牧养的教会之外，许多他所带领的一些同工所建立的教会也是他所关爱的对象。
Not only the churches that he began himself, but also his co-workers began churches, and he was also writing to them.
哥罗西就是属于这样的一个教会。
So the church of Colossians, this church is one of those.
哥罗西书因为是保罗在罗马监狱里面所写的一封书信，所以呢，神学家称这个书信为监狱里的书信之一。
So because Paul wrote this letter from prison, theologians call this one of the prison letters.
除了哥罗西书以外，腓立比书、以弗所书和腓利门书都是保罗在罗马的监狱里面所写的书信。
So apart from this letter, the book of Ephesians, Philippians, and Philemon, they were part of this collection of prison letters.
所以保罗为什么会下在监狱里面呢？
So why was Paul put into prison?
我们在使徒行传里面我们可以看到这样的记载。
So in the book of Acts, it is recorded this way.
保罗他被下在监狱里面的原因是因为他传福音。
The reason why he was in prison was because he was preaching the gospel.
保罗在耶路撒冷里面向犹太人传福音。
So Paul was preaching the gospel in the city of Jerusalem to the Jews.
他传的福音就是主耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And his gospel was that Jesus is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子，他却来到这个世上为顶撞他的人受死。
And even though he is the Son of God, he came to this earth to die for those who actually disobeyed his commands.
他是为那些神所爱的人在十字架上面为人的罪受死。
He died for those that God loved.
但是犹太人听到他这样子的一个福音，他们就暴动起来了。
But when the Jews heard this gospel, they rioted.
因为他们不承认主耶稣基督是神。
Because they did not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
并且犹太人他们的这个领袖，因为主耶稣基督的福音，他们怕这个犹太人受到这个蛊惑或煽动，然后呢就开始对犹太人的这些宗教的首领去叛乱。
So the religious leaders of the Jews, they were afraid that once the crowd heard this message, they will start a riot.
他怕这些犹太人开始抵拒他们这些所谓宗教的领袖的权柄。
And they were afraid that the crowd would no longer be under the control of themselves.
所以因为当时这个犹太人聚集的地方是属于罗马帝国控制的领土。
And because the Jews at the time they lived in a territory that was controlled by the Roman Empire.
所以罗马的这个将士就差派了一队兵丁去控制这些在暴动的这个犹太人。
So the Roman general sent soldiers to try to control the riot.
犹太人就说是这个保罗所引起的暴动，所以你要去抓他。
And then so the religious leaders said that the riot was started by Apostle Paul, and therefore you need to arrest him.
他们就把保罗抓起来。
And that's what they did.
开始拷问他。
And they started to interrogate him.
那很有意思的一点就是保罗是一个十足的犹太人。
So it's very interesting that Paul is actually a Roman citizen.
He's a Jew.
He's a Jew.
他是血统非常纯正的犹太人。
So he is... you can say that he is a Jew of the Jews.
可是他同时是罗马的公民。
But at the same time, he's also a Roman citizen.
在当时，罗马的公民的这个身份是非常非常特殊的。
So at that time, Roman citizens have a really special status.
你如果是一个罗马的公民，
If you are a Roman citizen,
你就是受到罗马的君王，也就是凯撒君，这个凯撒王的保护。
If you are a Roman citizen, then you are under the protection of the Roman Emperor, who is Caesar.
你就受到罗马帝国他们的律法和罗马帝国他们军队武力的保障。
And so you are protected under the military and also the legal systems of the Roman Empire.
你的身份是特殊的。
And so you have this special status.
你是有特权的。
You have this special privilege.
你就跟那些在罗马帝国里面的这些附庸国里面的这个人民，你的身份是不同的。
So you're different from the citizens of those occupied territories.
一般的犹太人。
So a normal Jew.
一个普通的犹太的一个公民，他们就是属于一个犹太国，就是这个附庸国，在罗马帝国下面附庸国的一个人的身份。
So a normal Jew is just a citizen of this occupied territory under the Roman Empire.
对罗马人来说，他们是没什么身份的人。
So to a Roman citizen, they are basically a second-class citizen.
可是你看，主耶稣基督拣选了保罗这样子一个特殊身份的人去为他做外邦人福音的出口。
So you see that the Lord has chosen Paul to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
因为当保罗在传福音的时候受到犹太人的这个反对。
So as he was carrying out this mission, he was under constant oppositions by the Jews.
然后被罗马的这个兵士收押起来。
And he was put in prison by the Roman soldiers.
可是保罗就跟这个罗马的士兵说，我是一个罗马人。
But then he told the Roman soldiers that he's actually a Roman citizen.
我的罪名都还没有定下来，你们怎么就开始审判我？
He said that my you haven't established that I committed a crime, so why do you put me in the prison?
那你就给我上刑了。
And you already started to punish me.
所以罗马的兵丁知道这个是有问题的，你不能随随便便把一个罗马的公民下到监牢里，没有罪名就下到监牢里或给他上刑的。
So the Roman soldier then realized that there was a problem because they shouldn't have done this to a Roman citizen.
所以呢，保罗为什么最后他收监是收到罗马？
So why is it that eventually Paul was imprisoned in the city of Rome?
因为保罗说我是罗马的公民。
Because Paul revealed that he was a Roman citizen.
但是你们却这样子对待我，你们给了我这个虚有的这个罪名。
But then the and then they falsely accused him.
他说我要上诉于凯撒。
And so he said that I wanted to appeal all the way to the Emperor Caesar.
当一个罗马的公民说要上诉于凯撒，除非他到凯撒的面前能够陈述这个他自己的这个事情之外，没有人可以碰他的。
So if a Roman citizen started that process, then until he actually personally appeal his case to Caesar, no one can really harm him.
所以保罗是最后是在罗马，是在监罗马的监狱里面。
So eventually, so that's why eventually Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那等待着这个对凯撒的上诉。
As he was waiting for the appeal to Caesar.
虽然是在监狱里面，但是因为他的罪名还没有完全定下来，对不对？因为他这个审判的过程还没有结束。
So even though he was in prison, he has not been fully convicted of a crime.
但是我们看见，所以保罗在某些程度上面是拥有一些的自由。
And that's why we see that Paul actually has certain degrees of freedom, even though he was in prison.
他的行动上面受到限制。
He was not free to move around.
但是他可以接待他的朋友，或是接待他的同工。
But he can have visits by his friends and coworkers.
他还可以借着书信跟这些他所关爱的教会有来往。
And he can also communicate through letters with the churches.
所以这个是哥罗西书的由来。
And so that's the origin of the letter of Colossians.
那保罗被收在监狱里面写哥罗西书的时间是什么时候呢？
So what was the timing of this letter when he was imprisoned?
大概是在公元大概六十年左右。
And this letter was written around the time of 60 AD.
公元六十年就差不多是主耶稣基督升天之后大概不到三十年左右的时间。
And that's about 30 years after the Lord's ascension.
这一点对我们来读哥罗西书是非常重要的。
So that's very important for us to understand this book.
为什么保罗写了哥罗西书啊？
So why did he write this letter?
因为在哥罗西的这边的教会和信徒们，他们遇见了一些在对信心和信仰上面的挑战和误解。
And the reason is because the Christians in the Colossian church, they encountered some challenges in terms of their faith.
可是你看，这个是主耶稣基督这个升天不到三十年左右的时间，教会就受到这样子的一个挑战。
And so within about 30 years after the Lord's ascension, we saw that these early churches encountered these challenges.
而在哥罗西教会里面所遇见的这些挑战，同样是我们今天在教会里面遇见到的挑战。
So these challenges that the early churches faced are exactly the challenges that we face today.
对于神的认识
In terms of our understanding of God,
对于主耶稣基督是谁
In terms of who Jesus is,
对于人跟神之间的关系
In terms of our relationship, the relationship between man and God,
并且一个人成为了神的儿女，成了基督徒之后，我们的生活该是如何的去行？
And also, after one becomes a Christian, how would they conduct their daily lives?
今天我们在教会里同样碰到这些挑战。
So these are the same questions we face in today's church.
虽然今天的教会离开主耶稣基督升天的时候将近2000年了。
So even though today,It's already been 2,000 years since the Lord ascended into heaven.
可是我们如果假想我们是经过时空的隧道回到了这个哥罗西的教会的时代。
So if we can imagine ourselves, if we can put ourselves back in time in the time of the, time of the Colossian church.
我们跟他们经历和面对的事情并没有太多的不同。
The, our experiences would be very similar to theirs.
我们跟神之间的关系上面的挑战。
The challenges we face in our relationship to God.
我们在生活当中，我们怎么样面对生活与信心当中的平衡？
And how do we face, the balance between our lives and our faith?
人与人之间的关系。
And these interpersonal relationships.
在家庭里面，在工作上面，我们要怎么样子用我们的信心去面对这些事情
？And how do we apply our faith in our family and also in our work？
人还是人。
The problem is still human。
我们的穿着打扮
，and the way we dress，
我们的这个语言文化
，and the way we talk，
当然不同啊。
Of course, that's different。
科技的发展
technological changes
非常的不一样
that's very different
生活的享受和品质不一样
and the quality and the luxuries of life
可是这些都是外在的不同而已
but these are all different from the outside
当我们真正讲到一个人的生命和我们生活里面本质的时候我们就发现古今往来我们所面对的一切都是一样的
But once we start to introspect, we look inside ourselves, we realize these problems are very similar.
所以这些初期的教会、初代的这些信徒，甚至许许多多是亲眼见过主耶稣基督的人。
So these early churches have many Christians that have actually seen the Lord themselves.
他们如果会遇见这样子的问题，在信心上面会受到这样的挑战，更何况我们今天的信徒们。
If they could be challenged like this in their faith, then and so would we.
但是同样的，我们看见神对我们的怜爱，是不是
？But at the same time, we see God's love for us.
因为神借着使徒保罗向当时的信徒讲神的心意。
Because the Lord was speaking through Apostle Paul of his heart to these early Christians.
坚定信徒
And he was trying to strengthen the believers.
维护信徒
And to defend them.
供应给信徒
And to provide for them.
同样今天神的话临到我们
And in the same way, that's how God's words would be applied to us.
神的话是永不改变。
God's word will never change.
神的话是不受时空的限制。
And it is not bound by space or time.
当我们今天读神的话的时候，神借着圣灵，他是跟我们说话，就如同当时主借着使徒保罗直接跟信徒们讲话是一样的。
And the way that God speaks through the Holy Spirit to us is the same as how he spoke to these early Christians through Paul's letters.
哥罗西这个城市蛮有意思的。
So this city of Colossae is a very interesting city.
它不算是一个最大的城市，但是它也是一个蛮繁华的一个城市。
It wasn't the biggest one at the time, but it was also very prosperous.
以弗所在当时是一个大城。
The city of Ephesus is a big city.
以弗所它是靠海。
It is a city by the sea.
在地中海的沿岸。
It was on the shore of the Mediterranean Sea.
是一个非常繁华的一个城市。
It was a very prosperous city.
是贸易的管道，不论是陆路或海路的管道，这个是必经之途。
And it was a channel for commerce, whether by land or by sea.
事实上，所以当时这个哥罗西，它也是在贸易的 这个陆路的管道上面是在一个南北向跟东西向交接的一个地方。
So the city of Colossae is also on the transit route for commerce. It was the at the center of a north south and east west.
但是它是在内陆。
But it is not by the sea; it is inland.
它离以弗所差不多有100里之远。
And it was about 100 miles distance to Ephesus.
虽然不是一个最大的城市，但是也是一个富庶繁华的地方。
Even though it wasn't the biggest city, it was also a very economically very well off.
那因为它是一个贸，它是一个贸易的一个中心。
And because it's a regional trade center,
这个城市里面的居民是从各处而来的人。
And that explains why its inhabitants came from all over the place.
各样的种族、各样的语言、各样的文化都存在于这个城市里面。
The city contains different languages, cultures, and race.
今天我们在美国的生活也就是像这样子。
And that's what it looks like in America.
我们今天有一些新来的朋友。
We have many newcomers today.
当然都是从中国来的。
And they probably all came from China.
但是有从南方来的，有从北方来的。
But they came from different regions.
那就更不用讲我们自己教会里面的弟兄姐妹，我们是各处来的都有，全世界各地都有来的。
And the same with our the brothers and sisters in our church. They came all over the world.
我们有东南亚来的。
We have people from Southeast Asia.
我们有中国来的。
China.
我们台湾来的。
Taiwan.
我们有这个在美国土生土长的。
We have people who were born in the United States.
我们也是各种的语言、各种的文化背景，我们聚集在一起的一个教会。
Our church also has different culture, different languages.
那所以呢，那这个当然我们现在在美国我们生活的这个地方也是一个非常富庶繁荣的一个地方。
And in the same way, this place that we currently live, America is also very wealthy economically.
那哥罗西这个城市因为它富庶繁华。
Because the city of Colossae is economically very prosperous.
也因为在当地聚集的人就是为了生活在打拼的人。
And because the citizens of the people who live in the city, they were working very hard.
他们也注重生活的水准。
They also pay attention to the quality of life.
当然，他们也注重教育和学习和学术。
They also care a lot about education, about scholarships.
所以这边在当时的人，事实上跟我们今天的人是不是就是很相像
？And so you can see that they're quite similar to our situation.
那保罗为什么写哥罗西书呢
？So why did Paul write this letter？
保罗从来没有到过哥罗西。
He's never been there。
可是为什么他要写这封书信去给哥罗西的信徒们
？So why did he write this letter to the believers？
这是有原因的。
There's a reason for this。
保罗当然有些书信他写的就是怎么讲，就是很普遍性的关于信仰跟生活的信，是要交给各处的教会是传着读的。
So Paul has written some letters that are quite general in terms of how you would live your faith, and he wanted these letters to be read in many churches.
但是他写给哥罗西教会的这一封信是有特别目的的。
But he has a special purpose for this letter to the Colossian church.
就是因为哥罗西的教会面对了一些特别在刚刚所提到信仰跟生活上面的一些挑战。
And this letter is special because the church in Colossae encountered some specific challenges in their faith and living.
哥罗西这个教会很可能是保罗的一个同工以巴佛所建立的。
And the church of Colossian church was very likely to have been established by a co-worker of Paul, Epaphras.
这是在哥罗西书第一章第七节我们看见的。
And we see this in chapter 1, verse 7.
以巴佛很可能是在以弗所，因为听见保罗所传的道，因为保罗在那边牧会三年的这个时段的时候信主的。
So this person, Epaphras, he probably came to became a believer when Paul spent 3 years.Preaching the gospel in the city of Ephesus.
他得到了福音， 得到了主耶稣基督的救恩，他就成为了保罗的同工，到了哥罗西建立教会。
So after he received the gospel, he became a co-worker of Paul's, and that's how he established the church in Colossae.
哥罗西的教会被建造起来的时候，是一个非常的有热心、有爱心、有信心，而且有生活见证的一个教会。
So when the Colossian church was established, it was a fervent church. It was full of witnesses and testimonies.
你看保罗怎么描述他们在第一章第三节。
And you can see how Paul described this church in verse number 3.
保罗说，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因为听见你们在基督耶稣里面的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Verse 3 to 5, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel.
保罗接下来说，我听见你们的信心，我听见你们的爱心，你们的这个生命，你们的救恩是丰丰富富，是结出属灵的果子来的。
And then Paul says that I've heard your faith and your love, which have yielded plenty of fruit.
然后呢，第九节他接着说，因此，因为我看见你们是有爱心、有信心、有见证的一群信徒，因此。我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
And verses 9 to 11, and so, Paul said, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will,in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们不知道哥罗西的教会到底是在什么时候建立起来的。
So we don't know exactly when this church was established.
可能是十年的时间，可能不到二十年的时间。
Maybe it took10 years or maybe 20 years.
但是我们看见这个教会成长。
But we saw how the church has been growing.
建立在福音的基础上面。
And it was firmly based on the foundation of the gospel.
建立在主耶稣基督的救恩的这个基础上面。
And it was based on the foundation of the salvation of Christ.
好好的成长。
And it was developing and maturing.
可是呢，很快的。教会就受到攻击了。
However, very quickly we see oppositions and persecutions.
这个攻击事实上并不是从外，并不是完全是从外面而来的攻击。
And these attacks didn't really come from the outside.
而是从教会本身内部的一些教导和这个走偏了的一些神学所引起的。
And it was coming from the inside. It was originating from incorrect teachings or doctrines or theology.
你看第二章第四节，保罗这样子提醒他们，他说：“我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语来迷惑你们。”
And we can see this from chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says, "I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments."
然后呢，第六节到第八节，他说：“你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传或者是传统和世上的小学。”就把你们掳去。
And then in verses 6 to 9, Paul says, Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们起初认识主耶稣基督的时候，
So dear brothers and sisters,
when we first came
to Christ,
当我们从一个不认识神的一个思想和生活当中走出来的时候，
as we depart from unbelief,
我们听见了福音，
we heard the gospel,
我们认识了主耶稣，
and so that's how we have a relationship with the Lord.
我们听见主跟我们说，你来跟从我。
And we heard God calling us to follow him.
我们听见主耶稣说，你的罪得赦免。
And we heard God telling us that our sins were forgiven.
我们听见主耶稣说，你的罪我已经为你付上了这个生命的代价了。
And we heard Jesus telling us that he had already paid the price using his life.
我们受到神的爱的感动和激励，我们归顺了他。
And because we were touched by the love of God, so we came to believe.
当时我们知道我们的生命是属于神的。
So at the time, we know that our life belongs to the Lord.
我们知道我们的生活、我们的言语、我们的行为、我们的一切，今天我们都是受着主耶稣基督的带领。
And so we know that everything we have in this life, they were being led by God's Spirit.
我们心里面非常的火热。
And so we have a burning desire in our heart.
只有耶稣。
Only Christ.
唯有耶稣。
And only him.
为他而活。
To live for him.
借着神的恩典，我们得到力量。
And so through God's grace, we receive power.
因为我们有了主耶稣基督的爱心，所以我们今天可以学着去爱人。
And because we have been learning from God's love, that's how we can love others.
因为我们得到了主耶稣基督的接纳，今天我们学习接纳人。
And because we have been received by Christ, and that's how we can receive other people.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们信主的年日长了以后，
But as we have been believers for a long time.
福音我懂了。
So, and then we say, we understand the gospel.
圣经里面的故事我也懂不少了。
And these Bible stories, I know a lot about them.
所谓属灵的知识或教会的运作，我已经渐渐了解了。
And these spiritual knowledges and how the church functions, I know all about them.
我要去追求一些新的东西。
And I want to go after something new.
我要去经历一些新的东西。
And I want to experience something new.
除了这个福音以外，除了主耶稣基督以外，我还可以去经历什么？
So apart from the gospel and the knowledge of Christ, what else can we experience?
这个时候，人的骄傲还有撒旦的攻击就开始在作祟了。
But that's exactly when the human pride and the attacks of the devil begin to take hold.
原本我们信心的基础是主耶稣基督。
So our spiritual foundation is the Lord.
原本救恩的中心就是主耶稣基督。
And then the focus of the gospel is Christ.
原本教会的一切就是主耶稣基督。
And everything that underlies the church is Christ.
可是今天我们人就变得说，我还可以为他添加些什么？
And but now we would say that what more can we add to that?
为什么说是人的骄傲？
Why do we say that this is attributed to human pride?
因为我是人，我是一个有思想的人。
Because I am a human being and I have my own thoughts.
我是一个可以为我生活打理的人。
And I can plan for my future.
我是一个追求知识、追求智慧的一个人。
And I'm seeking after knowledge and wisdom.
对不对？我们刚刚讲到一个繁荣、一个繁荣的一个社会里面，人就是要为自己奠定更好的一个生活，是不是？
Didn't we say that in a prosperous society, our goal would be to enrich our knowledge?
所以我们用人的思想。
And so we rely on human thoughts.
我们用人的智慧、人的才能。
And we rely on human wisdom and our own abilities.
开始来帮助神，我讲的是有点取笑的这个口语，帮助神来建造他的教会，来建造救恩，来建造福音。
And so we begin to, quote unquote, to help God to build His church.
我们开始把眼目从神的身上，从主耶稣的身上移到了这个地上。
And we take, our eyes away from the Lord and then to focus on the earth.
我们用人的方式和人的这个架构，人的这个人的架构，还有人做事的方法，我们来在教会里面服事。
And so we begin to we begin to operate the church in human traditions and using human wisdom.
原本的出发点可能是好的。
Our starting point was probably good.
可是这个教会是神的。
But this church belongs to the Lord.
救恩是从主耶稣基督来的。
And salvation comes through Him.
我们人能够做点什么？
And what can we do to add to that?
当我们人用人的方法和思想行为去掺杂进去的时候，
So as we add our own thoughts and our own wisdom into this,
我们是把神这个完全和完美的这个品质，把这个品质怎么样？降低了。
And so as we add our own thoughts into the gospel, that becomes an adulterated gospel.
原本是一个纯的信心。
And it was originally pure faith.
原本是一个纯全的一个教会。
It was originally a pure and pleasing church.
现在变成一个掺有人的思想、人的感受，还有这个人的行为的污染的一个信心。
And now it's been polluted by human thinking and human wisdom.
结果呢？
And so what's the result?
主耶稣基督不再是我们的唯一了。
And so Jesus Christ became, he's no longer our only hope.
他不是教会里的唯一。
He is no longer the only focus in the church.
他不是我们生活里面的唯一。
No longer the only focus of our life.
哥罗西书里面的一个中心思想就是耶稣基督他的全备和他的充足。
So one of the central themes of the book of Colossians is the sufficiency of Christ.
只有耶稣，唯有耶稣。
Only Jesus and no one apart from him.
所以哥罗西书，当我们看这封书信的时候，我们就看见在第一章里面，就是起头，保罗当然他是跟哥罗西的信徒们，他有个人上面的问安问候。
So as we read this letter, Paul started with his personal greetings of his co-workers.
但是在第二章里面，很快的我们就看见保罗再一次将信徒们的这个属灵的眼光摆回在主耶稣基督的身上。
But very quickly, as we read chapter 2, Paul brings the letter back, bring the attention of the believers back to Christ.
当我们还是罪人的时候，不是凭我们任何的行为，今天神拯救了我们。
So as we were sinners, it wasn't because of our works that God saved us.
今天我们已经得了拯救的人，我们所有的行为不是为了讨好神，乃是因为神的生命在我们里面运行，所以我们自然活出神的样式。
So after we were saved, our works, we have good works not to so that we can be saved, but it's a natural reaction to the Lord's salvation.
主耶稣基督的救恩是全备的。
So the Lord's His salvation is sufficient.
他不是只是说我们今天离世之后可以上天堂而已。
He doesn't just say that after we die we will go to heaven.
他赐给我们一个不错是属天属灵的生命。
Of course, He gave us a life, a heavenly body.
但是他所给我们的拯救是包括我们的肉体，包括我们思想，包括我们情感的拯救。
But His salvation is a salvation for our body, for our thoughts. It's for everything.
当我们说主耶稣基督你是我们救主的时候，我们说的就是主，我已经属于你。
As we declare that the Lord is our Savior, we are basically proclaiming that we belong to Him.
这个根基实在是太重要了。
And so this is a very important foundation.
因为如果没有这个根基的话，我们在讲所谓基督化的生活，基督化的家庭就没有意义了。
So without this, for us to preach about a Christ-like living, would rather be rather empty.
可是当保罗用第二章里面告诉我们清清楚楚，主耶稣基督是我们的唯一，是一切的基础，他是全备的，他是充足的。以后
，So in chapter 2, as Paul was telling us, that the Lord, He is sufficient, He is all sufficient.
第三章及第四章才讲到的是我们基督徒所谓属于神的儿女应该所过的生活，而且我们应该所有的经历。
And then chapter 3 and 4 started talking about what we ought to do as the children of God.
有些人这样子说，第二章里面讲的是教义。
So some people would say that chapter 2 talks about the doctrine.
然后呢，第三章、第四章讲到的是实践。
And then chapter 3 and 4, they were talking about applications of faith.
但是我觉得更好的一个描述是第二章里面所讲的是我们生命的基础。
But I think a better description is that chapter 2 gives us a foundation for our life.
第二章里面讲的就像是这一棵树它的根是扎在哪里。
So chapter 2 talks about if you think about our life as a tree, where is its root?
第三章及第四章就是在这个基础上面所建造的房子。
And then chapter 3 and 4,we're building upon this foundation a house.
那如果是讲一棵树的话，因为根扎的稳，根扎的对，所以呢，这棵树向上长的时候，它的枝、它的叶、它的果，它自然的发展，就是如第三章、第四章所描述的。
So if we, a tree has solid roots, as in chapter 2, then all the fruits and the growth of the tree.Became natural, and that's reflected in chapter 3 and 4.
有的时候我们听到教义这个词的时候，我们就有点打退堂鼓。
And sometimes when we hear the word doctrine, we are a little bit scared.
或者我们如果讲到神学，哇，那大家就是可能抓抓头说这个太高深了，太奥妙了，我是没有办法去理解的。
And if you hear of the word theology, you might be discouraged because it'sprobably too difficult.
可是弟兄姐妹朋友们
But dear brothers, sisters, and friends,
我们每一个人都有神学。
We all have our own theology.
每一个人都有他自己的神学。
We all have our own personal theology.
什么是神学？
So what is theology?
神学就是我们对神的认识。
Theology is our understanding of God.
神是谁？
So who is God?
你怎么看待神？
What's your view of him?
圣经是什么？
And what is the Bible?
你怎么看待圣经？
How do you view the Bible?
叫圣经学。
You can,
是不是？
You can study the Bible.
基督是谁？
And who is Christ?
你怎么看待基督？
So, what is your opinion of him?
这个叫做基督学。
So that's the Christology.
圣灵是谁？
And who is the Holy Spirit?
你跟圣灵有什么关系？
What is your relationship?
这叫圣灵学。
And so that's the study of the Holy Spirit.
罪是什么？
And what is sin?
罪跟你有什么关系？
How is it related to him, to you?
这个叫做罪学。
So that's specifically the study of sin.
好，这是神学用学术方面的去研究、去探讨这些知识的一个方式，然后呢，给它下一个名称。
So that's the terminology that we come up with when we use these scientific methods to study these specific topics.
可是我们每一个人都有神学。
But we all have our own theology.
但是不是每一个神学都是正确的。
But not every theology is correct.
所以当我们看哥罗西书，当我们 这个一周一周我们一起去查看哥罗西书的时候。
So as we study the book of Colossians weekly,
弟兄姐妹，我们不要急的想要跑到第三、第四节里面。哎呀，我要学基督化的家庭。
So let us not run directly or too quickly into chapter 3 and 4 about our Christ-like living.
夫妻要怎么样相爱啊？
So how do what is the relationship between husbands and wives?
我们怎么样能够不争执啊？受神祝福啊？
How do we not have arguments?
我要怎么样带小孩啊？
How should I take care of my children?
然后我要怎么样与人相处啊？
And how do I handle interpersonal relationships?
不错，这些都是重要的。
Indeed, these are important subjects.
可是弟兄姐妹，如果这些知识和行为没有建造在我们对神和主耶稣基督正确的认识上面，这外面的这一切都只是假象而已。
But brothers and sisters, if our understanding of these topics were not based on a solid foundation of who Christ is, then that's all, these understandings were all superficial.
不但只是假象，弟兄姐妹，而且我们做不到。
Not only are they superficial, but it would be too difficult for us to do.
所以我们重要的是，我们要回到我们的基础，我们要回到主耶稣基督的身上。
So that's ever more important for us to return to the foundation of our faith, and that's the person of Jesus Christ.
今天神呼召了Alex 长老和我在教会里面服侍，给我们一个很重要的一个给责任是什么
？So today, both Pastor and I, we were called by the Lord to serve in this church. And so, what is our one of the very important mission for us?
其中一个就是要帮助弟兄姐妹不断的在我们这个根基上面确定我们的基础奠定的是稳当的。
So one important task for us is to make sure that brothers and sisters have a very solid foundation of your faith.
好像在盖房子之前打这个钢筋要打到地上这个打桩。
So it's just like when we build a house, we have to put the steel beams down first.
一根一根的桩柱子要打得深，打得稳。
So every one of those beams need to be drilled into the ground into a great depth.
你这个打不稳的话，你在上面建造任何东西都是站不牢的。
If that wasn't done, then anything that you build would not be solid.
主耶稣基督是我们的基础。
So the Lord Jesus Christ is our foundation.
我们对于我们自己的救恩和主耶稣基督在我们生命里面他的地位是什么，我们清楚吗
？So are we clear about who He is and what Jesus Christ means for our faith?
我们要好好的扪心自问。
So we need to think about this carefully.
我觉得我自己包括在内，我们不要觉得好像我已经得救了，我是基督徒了嘛。
So I don't, even including me, I don't want us to fall into this mentality that we have been saved already.
那既然我们都已经得救了，我们都会上天堂了。
And because of that, we will be entering heaven.
我们都属于教会的了吗？
And we all belong to this church.
结果我们的眼目老看在就是变成这些外在的这些事情。
And so then our eyes drift towards the things on the outside.
教会要用什么的形式聚会
？For example, how should the church congregate?
我们一周要几天聚会啊
？How many times do we need to come here?
我们要办什么样的活动啊？
And what activities should we hold?
我们要做些什么事情让更多的人来教会啊
？And what do we need to do to bring more people into our church?
我们要怎么样来组织这个教会呢
？And how should we organize this church?
不是说这些跟教会一点关系都没有。
I'm not saying that these are not important.
但是这些不是我们注重的事情，弟兄姐妹。
But these shouldn't be what we focus on.
我们注重的是我们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
The one point that we should be focusing on is our relationship to Jesus Christ.
我们今天实在是看到太多了。
So we've seen this too many times.
当我们看见一个信徒在生活上面遭受了一些困难。
So we often see that a fellow believer has encounter some hardships during
信心受到打击了
And the faith, his or her faith has been tested.
结果我们就发现，因为这个救恩的根基并没有牢固，所以这个人的信心就动摇。
And as a result of that, because the faith wasn't built on a solid foundation, it was very much shaken.
当信心受到动摇的时候，如果只是些微的话，可能只是个人就受到打击，站不起来。
And so if the faith has been shaken, it is very, this person would be, very difficult for the person to recover.
可是如果受到的打击严重，而且根基的确根本就没有实质建立在主耶稣基督的身上，这个人他以为他所拥有的救恩事实上就不存在了。
And if the faith isn't really built on any foundation, then
the faith that the person feels, yeah.
Yeah, and then the faith would simply just fall away.
这个是我们今天弟兄姐妹们，我们信徒的一个危机。
And this is a crisis that many of us face today.
有一个方法可以让我们反省我们自己在主耶稣基督的面前，我们救恩的这个根基是不是稳固。
There's one way that we can use to re-examine, how solid our foundation is in Christ.
事实上很容易的。
In fact, that's actually quite easy.
当我们，我想到了三四年级的时候。
So when we reach third or fourth grade,
我们应该这个算术加减这个算术应该是很熟悉了，是不是？
By that time, our arithmetic should have been very good.
啊，也不用讲三四年，就讲现在吧。我们大家都会加减，对不对？
So even for us right now, we all know how to do math, right?
你有没有办法？当我们要知道我们可不可以加减的时候，是不但是我们自己能够用，是什么？我们可以教给别人。
So one way, in which we know that we're good at math is whether we can teach this to others.
当我们对一件事情认识的够深刻，认识的够真实的时候，是我们可以去跟别人分享，然后可以让别人理解的。
So to see whether we truly understand.Something, we can ask ourselves whether we can share this with other people.
跟我们的灵命也是一样的。
And that's the same with our spiritual life.
跟我们的救恩也是一样的。
And that's also true for our salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有，我们有没有想过这个？
So, brothers and sisters, have you thought of this?
当我没有办法去跟人传福音，或者我跟人传福音的时候，讲得不清不楚的时候。
So when we realize that when it's difficult for us to share the gospel with others, or we couldn't really explain it,
我们反过来要想，我这个救恩的基础在哪里？
And then we need to ask ourselves this question: Is my foundation secure?
我怎么样将这个我应该所拥有的主耶稣基督的救恩和他的生命，我要怎么样去跟人分享呢？
So then we need to ask ourselves: How should I share?My faith, my salvation with other people.
这是给我们自己的一个测试。
So that's a test you can use on yourself.
可是同样的弟兄姐妹们，给一点鼓励吧。
So at the same time, let me give you some encouragement.
跟别人分享我们的救恩和跟别人分享主耶稣基督，并不是知识上面的一个分享。
When we share our salvation and our relationship with the Lord with others is not just sharing with them our knowledge.
是一个生命的分享。
And that's sharing from our own life.
不是说我对圣经不熟啊，我要去记个几个三节四节的经文，然后呢，我就一二三四这样子念出来给别人听，叫做传福音。
So to share the gospel, that doesn't mean that we need to recite and memorize a few verses and to share those verses with others.
这很容易嘛。
So that's actually quite easy.
我就把它写下来。
I just need to write it down.
然后呢，我就跟人讲。
And then I tell this to others.
那讲完了，就邀请他们做个祷告。
And once I share this with them, I ask them to pray.
祷告完了就信主了，感谢神。
And once they pray that, that prayer, they become believers.
这不是啊，这个只是知识上面的一个传扬而已。
That's not how it works, because that's only sharing your knowledge.
因为我们的分享是生命的分享。
Our testimony ought to be our testimony of our lives.
主耶稣基督的拯救和他的生命跟我是有什么关系？
So how is the Lord, how is Christ's salvation related to me?
我怎么样子亲身的感受到我的罪被赦免了？
So how do I feel that my sin was forgiven?
我怎么样在我的生活当中看见，当我将我的这个控制放给交托给神之后，他是怎么样的供应及带领我的时候，我就把这个分享给人。
So what is it? How does it? How do I feel when I let go of my control, and then and when I was led by God? What was my experience?
如果这个是实在的，我们就可以把这个传出去。
If we really experience that, then it would be very easy for us to share with others.
所以弟兄姐妹们，传福音不是邀人来教会。
So dear brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel is not merely inviting people to church.
在灵里面彼此的鼓励也不是要求人多来教会聚会。
And to encourage one another spiritually, isn't just getting people to come to our fellowship.
而是让我们自己定睛在主耶稣基督的身上，不断的经历他。
And what it really means is for us to keep our eyes on Jesus and to experience Him.
然后呢，将我们在主里面所领受到的分享给他人。
And then to share what we have received from the Lord with others.
让别人因为看见我们的生命的流露而能够引人到主耶稣基督面前。
So what really draws other people to church is these changes in our lives.
不要看外表。
So don't look at the outside.
因为神不看外表。
Because God does not look at the outside.
我们要看内在。
We should look at the inside.
弟兄姐妹，你知道？
Brothers and sisters,
如果在主耶稣基督以外，我们不添加任何其他的，这是完全的救恩。
If we do not add anything to the gospel, that is the unadulterated, the real gospel.
If we don't add anything beyond Christ.
If we don't add anything beyond Christ, then that's the real gospel.
但是如果我们在主耶稣基督以外加了任何的事情，就完全不是救恩了。
But then if we mixed in elements from outside of Christ, then that's no longer the real gospel.
今天
Today,
许许多多的邪说歪理
A lot of the heresies,
在教会里面充斥的。
Churches are sometimes full of these heresies.
有些是很明显的，有些是隐藏的。
So some of them are obvious, but some of them are actually hidden.
有些你一听就知道有问题，有些你乍听之下还觉得它稍微有点道理。
So some of them you know immediately that they're incorrect, but then some of them when you hear them the first time, they actually seem sensible.
我们说基督是我们的这个基督是我们的基础。
So, Christ is our foundation.
可是当有人来问我们。
But then some people come to us and ask.
我们也爱基督啊。
We also love Christ.
你跟我们一起来，我们也一起读神的话，我们一同来爱基督吧。
And you can come join us to study the word.
可是他们所讲的基督并不是神的话里面，并不是圣灵给我们感动，并不是我们听到的真福音的基督。
But then this Christ that they talk about is not the same Christ that we see in the scriptures or that we experience.
我们分辨得出来吗？
So can you tell?
当有人来跟我们说，你除了信耶稣得永生，你并且还要说方言行异能，你才算是神的儿女的时候，我们知道这是对还错吗？
So when someone come to you and then say, apart from being forgiven byChrist, you also need to be able to speak in tongues and perform signs in order to be saved. Do you know if that's correct or not?
如果有人说你来了教会，你一定要每周有多少次的聚会，然后你一定要
奉献多少，你这样才叫做属于神的儿女，这样子才表现出你对主耶稣基督的敬爱。你知道这是对还错吗？
If someone tells you that you need to come to church so many times a week or make offerings in excess of certain amounts, do you know if that's correct or not?
今天我们在我们教会里面为什么这么注重讲神的话？
So today, why do we pay so much attention to the preaching of God's word?
因为我们的神学要正确。
Because our theology must be correct.
我们的神学是神要我们学的。
Our theology is what God intended to teach us.
而不是人要我们学的。
It's not what man wants to teach us.
求神怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们在一起读神话语的时候，我们能够了解神的心意。
So that as we study God's word, we can understand His true heart.
当我想到我的主耶稣的时候，
So when I think of my Lord,
当我向人传扬我爱我的主耶稣的时候，
When I tell people about this Lord who loves me,
实实在在就是那位神差遣到这个世上为我们受罪、受死并且复活的主耶稣基督。
And He is the Lord that was sent by His Father to die for our sins and to save us from eternal damnation.
这是我们的盼望。
And that is the Lord that we base our hope on.
求神让我们每一个人，不论是信主了，或者是还在寻求神的人。
So no matter whether we are still seeking or we are already a believer,
让我们有这样子的一颗心，追求的心。
And so that we have a heart seeking Him.
不是一个用人的骄傲来寻求神。
We do not seek the Lord using our own pride.
不是用人的骄傲来帮助神。
We do not try to help God using our own pride.
我们是谦卑的、虚心的来到神的面前。
We would come to the Lord with a humble heart.
当我们听见了神的声音，当我们听见主耶稣基督的呼声的时候，我们就回应他的爱。
So when we hear the Lord's voice and when we hear His calling, that we will respond.
弟兄姐妹，这个是蒙神祝福的最重要的第一步。
So brothers and sisters, this is the most important first step so that we can be blessed by the Lord.
我盼望我们像哥罗西的教会一样。
So my hope is that we will be like the church in Colossae.
蒙神的祝福。
We are blessed by the Lord.
我们在信心、在爱心上面见证神。
And through our faith and through our love, we can bring glory to Him.
我们在我们的言语、行为、家庭生活、工作岗位上面，在社会上面为主做盐做光。
So that through our words, through our actions, in our daily lives, we can be be the salt and the light.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起在神的话语面前追求。
So, brothers and sisters, let us seek after the Lord together.
你们的牧者为你们祷告。
Your pastors pray for you.
弟兄姐妹们也为你们的牧者祷告。
And please also pray for your pastors.
让我们一起在神的话语面前谦卑，也让神借着他的话语来祝福我们。
So that we can have a humble attitude when we study God's word. And so that He will bless us.
不只是祝福我们，改变我们。
Not just through His blessings, but also by changing us.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His own words.